What I'm asking to do is that we involve more than housing, that we get, you know, planning involved as well and environment, and that we try and form some sort of group between members and officials and sit down and look at the legislation, look what the possibilities are, get a proper database of all the derelict buildings we have, all the empty houses that we have and so on, and then try and put together a strategy. It can be difficult establishing ownership in some cases and so on. But I'm sure there's lots of cases that we can establish ownership and we can make progress here. I think for too many years now, we have let this slide. We need to try and get on top of it. It is a problem. It's a problem that causes antisocial behaviour. It's a problem where vermin are being attracted into estates. And it's a problem where the value of people's houses are being eroded because of what's beside them. So it's something that we owe it to the people, I think. I've also outlined a case today where an elderly lady is next door to one of these houses, where twice now there's been incidents with fires being set in the house. And that's a strain and a stress that someone should not be asked to live beside. And we owe it to these people to address this problem and try and seriously do something about it.
And we also have the irony that at the same time we're discussing at a meeting derelict houses, we're discussing the fact that there's a shortage of houses to rent in Letterkenny, and in some cases we have people looking for somewhere to live, and in the very areas they want to live, we're talking about houses which are sitting there rotting away.
Yeah, exactly, and you can throw into that mix now, Donal, the fact that we're going to have so many council tenants with mica houses that have to be rehoused as well. You know, we should be using all of that as an opportunity to get extra funding if we need extra funding, even to change legislation if we need to change legislation, but we should be doing whatever it takes to bring as many of those houses back into use again and to make them available for social housing. There's a repair to lease scheme there as well that I think the grant now is up to around 60,000, and you give the house back to the council and for so many years under a lease that can be used for social housing. There are opportunities for CPOs as well, and I don't think we should be ruling out CPOs.
And indeed, I've heard told the meeting today that that's what's been done in Limerick City and County Council have bought quite a few derelict houses under CPO in the past few weeks.
Yes, they have, and I've been talking to a colleague in Louth County Council as well, and they've tackled this in a quite a big way, and they've brought an awful lot of houses back into use. So I just think we need a cross sort of sectoral approach within the council to get serious about this and to get it sorted.